During its final meeting of 2023 on December 19, Town of Verdon Council considered information presented to its Planning and Finance Committee by Brad Hayward, Vice Chairperson of the Verdon AUD Theatre Board. A survey of patrons and user groups requesting feedback and suggestions for improvements at the theatre yielded approximately 500 responses, with about 90% of them indicating that the seating needs improvement. A report, prepared by LM Architectural Group of Winnipeg and practitioner Emily Cochran, outlined options for the refurbishment and replacement of the seating on both the main floor and mezzanine level of the building. The project being considered will include the installation of new seats and brackets, with the present seatbacks remaining in place. According to LM, it is estimated to cost $273,888.97, plus an additional $40,000 for the refinishing of the floor on the lower level. The theatre board requested that the town, as owners of the building, grant final approval for the upgrades to proceed. Council voted to accept the recommendations and authorized letters of support to be provided to accompany each of the funding applications being submitted. Council will also be willing to enter into any agreements between the donors and the theatre board should it be necessary. Some money has already been earmarked for the work, and a fundraising goal of $500,000 has been set. RCMP report. SGT. Helen Goodman, acting Westman Detachment Commander, presented the monthly policing report, which once again highlighted the force's current staffing situation and the ballooning cost of compensating for it. During the discussion, Count Mark Savvy cautioned that the municipality may need to budget as much as $250,000 for policing over the next year and that there is little room for reductions. He has difficulty justifying such an expenditure to ratepayers. "We're still trying to get questions answered by the people responsible," he said. "We want a breakdown of overtime, and all the shared stuff we're paying for, and what our share is. The province paid for a new radio system. Now we need an upgrade and that's back on us again." According to Savvy, residents feel that for a community of this size, the amount spent on policing is not yielding a favorable return in terms of the level of service provided. He noted that he and his colleagues are hearing objections to the town having to pay for police overtime, which some officers are incurring due to the lack of staff and the lack of consultation. "We're willing to pay for 5 members and we have 3.5 members working and a whole member's worth of overtime," said Mayor Tina Williams. "Why are we paying overtime when we are willing to pay for 5 regular members? The fact they are working overtime because there are not enough members is not our fault." Goodman said the detachment is currently 1 member short for Verdon Rural and 1 for Sioux Valley, with remaining officers going where needed as calls are received. "We still have enough to function for everybody, but if it, the territory, was separated, then we'd be in trouble in a few places," she said. Storefront improvement grant extensions. Council considered amendments to its policy regarding the awarding of storefront improvement grants. During the discussion, Count Travis Penner asked whether the intake period for applications should begin on January 1 rather than April 1 as at present and conclude on April 30. Count Jesse Cruikshank supported the change, but delaying the review of applications until after the deadline. Economic Development Manager, EDM, Candace Murray favored a shorter time frame in order to promote the program more effectively. "I think we could still promote it, but if a business owner wants to apply in the first week of January, if they have their ducks in a row, could we not just put that on file and review it after the intake period closes?" Cruikshank said. Count Lynette Grumpelt recommended that the policy no longer allow for extensions as successful applicants are given 18 months to complete their project. "I think we take it out, and then if someone comes to us and says something major has happened, then we consider it," she said. Applications will now be accepted from January 1 to April 30 of each year, with the work to be completed and the final report submitted by June 30 of the following year. They will not, however, be reviewed until after the intake period closes. Under the amended policy, which will be available on the town's website, grant recipients will be required to display a promotional sign for 1 year and provide before and after photos of their project. As recommended by EDM Murray, council granted an extension to Royal LePage, Martin Liberty Realty until June 30, 2024 for the completion of storefront improvements to its 7th Avenue building and submission of the necessary documentation. Other Council Business and Decisions Council voted to renew the town's membership in the Federation of Canadian Municipalities for 2024 at a cost of $946.67, a slight increase from the $922.45 paid in 2022. The town will be a sponsor, in the amount of $500, of the Verdun Music and Arts Festival, which will be held in the Verdun AUD Theatre and Arts Mosaic Gallery in March and April of 2024. A request for proposals will be issued for the provision of a design engineer for the renovations, addition to the Wallace District Fire Department. Station No. 1 Building in Verdun. Council took note that changes to the Manitoba Building Code could potentially add significant costs to the project. Council adopted its interim operating budget, which will be in effect until the 2024 financial plan is in place. The Westman Emergency Group updated master plan, as presented by co-coordinator Mark Savvy, was accepted.